clear on Daf Nun Amud Aleph. Let us start from the third line of the Amid. Iboy Elohu, the Gemara clears Hashayla, Poches Mishtus L'Rabbono. Poches Mishtus according to the Rabbono. We hear in the Mishnah, Machlokes, the Rabbono Rab Tarfin, if the Din Aino is at Shtus, at Shlish, and also another Machlokes, if the Shir Chazore is at Shiyare Letager, or Kalayoyim. But now the Gemara declares, Poches Mishtus L'Rabbonon. Poches Mishtus according to the Rabbonon, the Mishnah only speaks about Ashtus. Hoyno arbo kesef miyesem v'arbo kesef l'sel Ashtus l'mekach. The Mishnah says, the din hoyno starts by Ashtus. What is the din? Poches Mishtus L'Rabbonon. La'alta havi mechila. Do I say that it's an automatic mechila? There is no din kadei shiyara letago. Poches mishtus, one cannot be mitzamtzim to the exact value, and therefore it's a mechila. Oy bechdei shiyara letago ila krivi. Or it could be by poches mishtus, it is a mechila only after the time span of kedei sheyare letagoy lekoivoy. So the Gemara says, v'im timtza leime bechdei sheyare letagoy lekoivoy, if you will say that poches mishtus is not an automatic mechila, it's only a mechila if the time passed mishayare letagoy lekoivoy, then it's mechila. But till that's man, he can be teveya deino. So that halacha applies by Ashtus also. At sheyara letaga lekroivoy, he can be teveya deino. Afterwards, it's a mechila. So if you will say that by poches mishtus, we also have this shir of atshiyare letagroi lekroivoi, is my ike ben shtus lepoches mishtus. The Mishnah tells us the halacha of shtus, and he can be teved in oino till atshiyare letagroi lekroivoi. So poches mishtus has the same halacha, so what is the difference between apoches mishtus and shtus? So the Gemara says, Ike, there's a difference. The ilu shtus, by ashtus, yodoy ala yoyne. The misane, let us say for practical purposes, the lekeich was nisane. So yodoy ala yoyne, and that is the Mishnah and Daf Nun Aleph, Mishnah nisane yodoy ala yoyne. Rotza chayze, rotza kaina umarzareino. By a shtus, in the shir of atshiyare, he finds out that he was nisana shtus, he has the capabilities of being chayze from the whole mekach. You know the mopa shtus, he can be chayze from the whole mekach. Rotza, if he wants, kaina umarzareino, he can say no, he wants the mekach. But he can demand the ino. Ve'ilu poches mishtus. But poches mishtus, there's no din of yodal yoine. It's kone, that means the mekach is muchach. The you can't be chayza from the mekach. Umachzer ino. But he can be teveya de yoino. Let us see Rashi. La'alta havi mechile, afilu yachzer la'alta, afilu de lekeach. As soon as he gets the mekach, he made a kinyan, he'll realize that he was nisane, he can't be chayzer. Afilu yachzer la'alta, it's poches mishtus, it's a mechile on the aino. and he can't be choyzer. Or maybe not. He has a schus to be teve yadayno in the shir of atshiyare letagor lekoyv. Ve'im tim tzaloyma, so now the Gemara said, if there is such a tzad, that by poches mishtus, the shir is bechdei sheyare letagor lekoyvoy, my ikka ben poches mishtus lishtus, v'im bos loyma, if you will say, v'im bos loyma davade pshita delal tahavi mechire, if you will say, now what's the shaila? Yizikha have to say la'al ta'avim mechile. De'i b'chdei sheyare, if you'll say by poches mishtus, it can only be choizam b'chdei sheyare, this is my ike ben shtus l'poches mishtus. So the Gemara says, no, that's not muchach, what you're saying, that it's a mechile la'al. Could be poches mishtus, the mechile is, b'chdei sheyare. Hi, what is the difference between a shtus and a poches mishtus? Ike, the ilu shtus ktoni mas nisin, the next mishnah and afnun alev, misha hutol olov yodoy alo yoyne. Whoever was nisane yodol yoyne. And what's the touch yodol yoyne? Rotzo chayze boy. If he wants, he can be chayzer from the whole Mecca. He finds out that he was Nisan, he can be chayzer from the whole Mecca. Vilu poches mishtus, im chozar besoich kedei sheyare letaga oy lekroiboy. But by poches mishtus, if he was chayzer, konem. So then, even though he was konem, marzalei eno, cannot be choyzer from the Mekach, he can only be Teveya the Yaino. So, Bekitza, we have here a Shaila in the Gemara. Poches Mishtus, there's a difference between Shtus and Poches Mishtus. By Shtus, we know that Din is Choza or Kona Yode Ala Yaino. By Shtus, if he wants, he could be choyzer. If he wants, he could be Teveya Deino. What is the din by poches mishtos? By poches mishtos, I say it's a mechila la'alt and he can't be Teveya Deino. Or he also has as man of pechdei sheyarem that he can be Teveya Deino. That is the shaila of the Gemara. Toshma. So the Gemara says, I'll be poishet the shaila. We hear in the Mishnah, the Tagrei Lud heard that Talfon Paskin, that they know is Achlish, so they were very happy with this Psak of Rav Talfon. Then later they heard that Rav Talfon holds that he can be Chayzer Kol Ayoyim, so chazru ledivrei chacham. So now the Gemara is going to explain the last bov in the Mishnah, and this has a tremendous shaykhes with our shayla. Savrua, and the Beis HaMedrash, they wanted to be poishet the shayla from the Tagrei Lud, so they held as follows. Poches mishlish l'rab Talfon, ke poches mishtus l'rabbonon domi. That means, the Mishnah says the Chachamim hold that the din I know is a shtus. Rab Talfon says the din I know is a shlish. So the Gemara held that poches mishlish l'rab Talfon is poches mishtus, same thing like poches mishtus la'abon. So now, let's make a cheshbon. Now we have a sofik, what is the din poches mishtus according to the rabbono? We have two tzodim. Either it's mechila la'alta, or this azman, that he can be teveya deyino, at sheyare letagar lekhoiv. So the Gemara says like this. I amrit bishloimem poches mishtus l'rabonon b'chdei sheyare l'tago oy l'koyvoy. If we will say that poches mishtus, according to the Rabbonin, is b'chdei sheyare l'tago oy l'koyvoy. Ula rab tarfin kol hayayim mishim hochi chosru. Now, let us just explain what the Gemara is saying now. The Gemara held that poches mishlish l'rab tarfin is equivalent to poches mishtos. Now, let us just see what happened with the Tagrelut. Now, if we will say that poches mishtus alibe de rabbonon is a din, it can be teveya deino ad sheyare letaga lekrayve. That's poches. So let's talk about according to the rabbonon for 1 minute. According to the rabbonon, poches mishtus, you could be teveya deino lemekach. The Mekach is Chal, but at Sheyare, the Taga, or the Kreva, you can be Teveya Deyena. Shtus, it's Yodai Alo Yoine. Now, the Lekech can be Chayze from the Mekach. That is according to the Rabbah. The Tagre Lut heard that Rab Tarfin said, I know Ishlish. So if the Shir Aino is a Shlish, so that means Ad Shlish is equivalent to Poches Mishtos, so he can be Toiveya the Aino Ad Shiyara L'Tagra L'Kroivoy. So that means, according to the Chachomim, as soon as it's a Shtos, it's Yode El Yain. Lekech can say, listen, you nailed me up, I have Charata from the Mekach. Minutes are Shtus. Poches Mishtus and Shtus, you can be Teveya Deino, in the Shira Bat Shiyare. Both cases, you can be Teveya Deino. Here's a time span to be Teveya Deino. But by Shtus, the Lekeach has another alternative. You nailed me up, I'm not interested in the whole Mekach. He can be chayzer from the Mekach. That is according to the Chachamim. That's the difference between poches mishtus and shtus. According to Rab Tarfin, Rab Tarfin holds the din oino starts by a shlish. So according to Rab Tarfin, till a shlish, in the time span of Adshe yare letaga lekoiva, he can be teveya deino, but he can't be chayza. He can't be chayza from the Mekach, because poches mishlish lerab tarfin is equivalent to poches mishtus according to the Rabbah. So let's see. So the Tagrei Lut heard that Rab Tarfin says I know starts by a shlish. Till a shlish, they're assured of the Mekach. It's sold. The lekech, the deal is a deal. The lekech can be chayza. Till a shlish, the lekech can be chayza. And there's a shira atchiyara letago. Atchiyara letago, it can be chayza. Okay, that's according to the Chachamim, that's according to Rab Tarfin. But according to Rab Tarfin, they gained that from a shtus till a shlish, the Lekeach, according to the Chachamim, we keep a choice from the whole Mekach. They narrowed them up. The Tagrei Lut, we have to understand, were very shrewd people, and they were experts in Eino. So, according to the Rabbonon, after the Shtus, the Lekeach has the opportunity to be choice from the Mekach, already keep a choice from the Mekach. So it means, after a wholesale stock, and they convinced them to buy something, he'll go and show to Taga or Koivoy, oh, were you duped? You were up and out? Then come back. That's according to the Chachamim. According to Rav Tarfon, the Mekach is a seal. Will we gain the no? Won't we gain the no? No. It's not a protest. That's totally in the, about Kaponim, he has time to be Tevea the no, till Achiyara Letaga. But Al Kaponim, we're assured of the Mekach, according to Rav Tarfon, Ishtus, Achlish, we're assured of the Mekach. So Memele, when they heard Rav Tarfon's psak, Samchu, Kibaldik, this, Yilbeke Maise Biso, such a psak that the Lemaise, I mean, they just gained from Rav Tarfon's psak that till Achlish, the deal is a deal. If they gain, they know, they don't gain, they know, okay. But the deal is a deal. So Samchu, they were very happy. Samchu. Then Rav Tarfon says, I have another halacha in Hilchos Eino, and they were tempted to listen. What else do you have, obviously? He can be chayzer the whole day. This man is not a chiyara letaka. He can be chayzer the whole day. Shem Shemai. So now they started chesmen, can be chayzer the whole day. That means if you give him a time span, so who says the first thing he'll do, he'll show it to someone. So the chances he won't do anything about it, and will won't have to pay him back the no. But if you give a time span, you give a whole day, you give a whole day. Shem b'shemayim. So poches, so according to Rav Tarfon, poches b'shtus, shtus, ad shlish, you have a whole day to be chayzer. So that means there have a mina to gain any no, since he has so much time to be mevarech. Back, they know. So with Rav Tarfon, they lost their potential to gain anything. Because if you give them such a large time period, according to the Chachomim are still working with the Shia of Bechdei Sheyara Letago. So we have hopes that could be that time span will pass by, and he won't be tevei, they know. So Mamela, the minute they heard that Rav Tarfon holds that kol ayoyim, so chosu, they were the chosu divrei chachamim. That is, if you learn that the shir by pochus mishtus is at sheyara letak. Now let us see Rashi. I amrit b'shloime mechile de rabbonon b'chdei sheyarehu. The mechile of the rabbonon by poches mishtus is b'chdei sheyare. Ki amulu rab tarfen b'mechile didei kol ayoyim. Na rab tarfen said kol ayoyim. Da hainu mi pruto va'ad shlish. That Rav Tarfon said, from a pruta till a shlish, this man chazore is kol ayoyim. Mishim hochi chazru. So mamela, that's why, so we understand the Mishnah very well, that's why the Targa Lud Vachayse. So Trashi, what happened before this Yediyah, and what happened after this Yediyah? So Rashi says, mikore samchu, in the beginning, the Tagri Lug were happy with the psak of Rav Tarfon. Because according to Rav Tarfon, the shtus, the yeser al shtus, at shlish, le rabbonon, according to the rabbonon, havi chazor yikibi choysef from the whole mekach, besech kedei sheyar. Vimrot zelachse min hamekach choysef, according to the chachomim, the minute there was a no of a shtusen up, the nisan of the lekech can be chayse from the mekach. That's according to the chachomim. And Rav Tarfon said, no, I'm sorry, the shir I know starts by a shlish. V'choshev le'iyu mechile v'kone. And Rav Tarfon says, no, no, no. It's pocher. A no starts by a shlish. Until a shlish, it's icha koine. That means there's a mechila al koponim that the kinyin is chal. Umachzer aino, and his machzer aino. V'chi oma lohu kol hayoy. Now, when he told them, kol hayoy, mavsid lohu tuve. Now, they lost the gewalt. The poches mishtus, o ishtus, de la rabbonon, b'chdei, the poches mishtus, according to the Rabbonon, the Shir is Bechdei Sheyare. Mashvelei Ihu Kol Hayoyim. He said the whole day. Utzrichin Lahachzer Aino. So now, according to the Rabbonon, there was a Shir Bechdei Sheyare. From Poches Mishtus. Mishtus is a Shtibach Desha. After that Shia, they don't have to be Achzer Aino. And according to Rav Tarfon, you have the whole day. Ve'im Yishum Del Rabbonon HaVishtus V'yeser HaShtus Chazore. Aye. According to the Rabbonon, HaShtus V'yeser HaShtus, you could be Chazor from the Mecca. Ule di day, in that man, ule di kona machzerei no, noyach lehem, that rebbe, ziche bede, vadem, shetei chazore, betoiche dei sheyare, vim loy bobech dei sheyare, ave mechile, mikone o machzerei no, vohoye loy shohus kol hayoyim. Eloi yamret, but the Gemara says, if you're going to say, Poches mishtus l'rabonon la'alta havi mechile. If we say poches mishtus, there's no time frame. Poches mishtus is mechile. Poches mishtus is mechile according to the Chachome. So Mamelo come out ule Rav Tarfon, nami la'alta havi mechile. So poches mishlish is also a mechile, according to him. Amai chosru. So listen what they got. Less than a shtus is a mechila. There's nothing to talk about. You can't, you can't run back they know. Pochus mishtus, you can't book, can run back they know. According to the Chachamim. And according to Rav Tarfon, pochus mishlish, you can't run back they know. So till a shlish, you nar up, and nothing. You keep it for yourself. It's a mechila lauter. So what did Rav Tarfon say? Rav Tarfon said, but you know, by a shlish, you have a whole day to be chayzer. No. But listen what Rav Tarfon is offering them. Rav Tarfon is telling them, till a shlish is a mechile. So don't nar up so much. You have to nar up a shlish. Till a shlish, you've gone eight natachten. Till a shlish, you can nar up. And it's called Pachas, it is not a Shireno, and it's a Mechile. So why were they unhappy with Rav Tarfon? You keep this rabbi with his coolers. Yes, by Shtus, you're gonna lose out, so don't be man. So the Gemara is, don't be man, Ashlish. So the Gemara says, so from this Maise in the Mishnah, we see that Poches Mishtus is also a time span. Mele, then we can understand the feelings of the Tagrelot. So let us see Rashi. Ula Raptar Venami Rashi Nunamed Beis. Ula Raptar Venami Lal Tahave Mechile. Poches Mishlish. Till Ashlish is a Mechile. Poches Mishlish. Amai Chosru. So why would they Chosru? Hakol Hayoyim de Rav Tarfon. Now Rav Tarfon said he gave a bigger time span to be chayzer. Bishlishu de Kamalei. That's by shlish. Listen, when you're nodding up, you have to know it. The sky isn't the limit. Till a shlish. Till a shlish you can nod up. So, we brought a raya ready. So, l'chayre, we brought a raya that poches mishtus, there's a time span of b'chdei sheyare, and mele, now we understand the tagrelot. That's where we're up to now. Let's see now the Gemara in the Benik. Am I chosru? B'darab tafen neichel u'tvei? The tafen is moiredik. The maide rabbonon kamashvu lo'eino. That according to the Rabbonon, from a shtus till a shlish, they said it's a no, and there's a din b'chdei sheyarzer, a sheyar letaga, l'reptafen have a mechila, so why would they chose there? Reptafen is moiredik. So the Gemara says, no, it's no raya. Our shayla is a shayla, but you cannot be poishit from the tagre lud, because you made a mistake. In pshat m'raptav. Mi sovres poches mishlish l'raptavin ke poches mishtus l'rabonon domi loy mishtus va'at shlish l'raptavin kishtus atzma l'rabon. So the Gemara says, no, you misunderstood raptav. Now, so the Gemara is saying as follows. In your shayla, what's the din by poches mishtus? Could be it's a mechila lauta. That could be. So now we have to understand the tagrelut. So let me explain to you one thing. That what Rab Talfin said, the shir oino starts by shlish, that means he meant that from a shtus till a shlish is the shir oino. According to the Chachamim, more than the shtus is bitl mecca. According to Rab Talvin, from a shtus till a shlish is the shir eino. And now we're going to figure out why it's samchu and why it's chosru. But now we just have, we were saying as follows. Poches mishtus is mechila l'alta. Fine. But from shtus to shlish, according to the Chachamim, shtus is eino, and over that is bitul mekach, and according to Rab Talfin, from shtus till shlish is eino. And now we're going to figure out what the shakla v'talya of the chach, the tagre lud was. Now let's see in the Benik in the Gemara. Misavres poches mishlish l'Rab Talfin kepoches mishtus l'Rabbonon domi loy mishtus va'ad shlish l'Rab Talfin kishtus atzmo l'Rabbonon. So the Gemara says, ihochi b'may somchu me'ikor. Sai according to Rab Talfin, Sai according to the Chachamim, there's a din of shtus that yodei ala yoina, if you want you can be chayzer, if you want you can be tevei adayino. That is by shtus, that is say. Now, Rab Talfin said, this includes from a shtus to a shlish. That's what Rab Talfin said. Now, let's just give a preview what the Gemara is going to say. The Gemara is going to say this, a shayla, what the din is by bitul mekach, if you have forever to be chayzer, or also the shir is b'chdei sheyare letage. So now, let's go for a minute that the din of bitul mekach after shtus is yikibichayza forever. So now, let us see if we'll assume this. Now we're going to understand the tagrelut. Let's be chayza veinik. that Rav Tarfon came and said, the Shir Eino, the Shir Eino of Shtus, everyone agrees, the Shir Eino of Shtus is Yoda El Yoina. After Shtus, the Chachamim hold, it can be Chayza forever. There's no time limit. And Rav Tarfon says, till Shlish is a din of a Shtus, and they were under the impression that the Shir is B'chdeshi Yara L'Tagel. So as soon as they heard the first member of Rav Tarfon, they were elated. Because according to the Chachamim, after Ashtus, the Lekech, the Nisanakim Bechayza Loilom, and according to Rav Tarfon, they were not up to after Ashtus. After Ashtus starts after Ashlish. So you only have the Shir B'chdei Shiyara L'Tago. So Bemela, they were very happy with Rav Tarfon. Now let's see Rashi. Let's see the Gemara, I'm sorry. Ihochi, if you will say that according to Rav Tarfon, Mishtus Atzlis is a dinoino, it's not like Pochas Mishtus. Ihochi Bamai Somchu, Mikora, what was the Simcha? Tivshait, so be patient, the bitl mekach l'rabonon l'oilam chayza. Bitl mekach, he can always be chayza. Now, the rabonon was saying, from over a shtus, the mesana can be chayza whenever he wants. So that means, there's no hope. See, he can be chayza after 10 days, he can be chayza whenever he wants. So that's a bitl mekach according to the chachamim. According to Rav Tarfon, it's a Deshir Eino, so it can only be Chayza at Sheyara Letaga. So let's see the Gemara. Tivsh, the bit of Mekach Labonon Chayza. The Kivin Domulu Rav Tarfon Havi Eino. Rav Tarfon told them, you know, from Ashtus till Ashlish is Eino. Samchu. They were very happy. Baruch Hashem. So now, according to the Chomim, there's no time limit of Chazore, and according to you, there's 2 hours to be Chayz in a good talk. Fine. Ki Omar Lohu Kol Hayoyim. The minute he told them Kol Hayoyim Chazal. The minute he told them Kol Hayoyim Chazal. Now we have to understand what happened now. He told them Kol Hayoyim Chazal. Now, from Sodasi Rashi, Gihochi, the Rav Tarfon, Abitul, before the Gemara, Mishtus Vashlis Rav Tarfon Rashi, Havi Eino Kishtus Atzma L'Rabona. Bein Echoylik Al Chachomi, Elo De Bitul Mekach Didhu, Mashvi Luhu Eino. What they say is Bitul Mekach, V'yodei alach yoyne, v'libe de rabbonon, shneim choyzim, it's a bitl mekach and both can be choyzim. Ihochi. The Rav Tarfon a bitl mekach l'chudei polik, he's only saying there's no dim bitl mekach, everything is I know, v'amai somchu meikor. So Moses, tivshay midi somchu, bitl mekach l'rabbonon, d'miboy ilom l'kamon, leid v'gmoz g'neve shayli, ilo ilom choyzim o'bechdei shiyare, Tivshay, midas somchu, if they were the Tagri Lud, were happy with Rav Tarfon, the Rabbonon lo ilam chayza. According to the Rabbonon, by bitl mekach, it can always be chayza. Chi oma lohu Rav Tarfon eino, vehem hoyu svurim de bechdei sheyare svira lei beino, somchu. So they were very happy. That means he told them, from Ashtus till Ashlish, only have 2 hours to be chayza, but that's it. And they, the Chum says, bitl mekach, he can always be chayza. So they were elated. Here, it's a 2 hour period, half a mashtus to lashlish. Ki yama luhu kol ayoy. Then he said, no, I hold the Shir Chazore is kol ayoy. Now we have to understand, so, what happened over here? That they hold the Shir Chazore is lo'ilam. He said kol ayoy. The minute he said, Kol HaYoyim Chazal, so why were they Chayza? Now Rashi has to explain what happened over here. So let's see Rashi. Ki amalu kol ayoyim chos. So Rashi says like this. Chode, number one. The bain la oilam chayza, a bain shus kol ayoyim, hano puto hi linditu. For the tagre lud, if you have a whole day to be chayza, so that's, so if in the whole day, the shus arba yeshli molech kol ayoyim, if you have a whole day to be chayza, in a day already they'll find out about that, you know? So memele, that what he says, it's a no, and you have a whole day, it's not too much of a revach, because if you have a whole day to be chayza, we'll see how be chayza. Va'oit, yisoid na ba'alav. Oino yeser al shtus, lo yishrife. To make such a big oino more than a shtus, it's also not shriach. O kamavsid lohu, but the tagre lut said there's a hefsid b'shtus atzmo. By a shtus, so mate, the minute Rav Talfin told them, Rabbi say, my shir is kol ayoyim, so they started thinking, what tavis are getting from this yid? By yesam mishtus, first of all, it's not so shir, the full som and yesam mishtus, it's also not. By yeshtus, it seems that was more, that was a case that could narrow better. And by a shtus, they're losing with Rav Talfin. According to the Chachamim, it's Bechdei Sheyar Letaga, 2 hours. And according to Rav Talfin, the whole day. So they heard his shir of a whole day, and they lost out by shtus. Finished. So, Chazru Divrei Chachamim. That, if you hold that the shir Chazore by Bittul Melkach is Lo'ilo. So then we understand why they were happy in the beginning, and we also understand why they were chayza when he said kol ayoy. But let's go a little further. The isal kedaitach de bitul mekach l'rabbonon b'chdei sheyare letago ay lekroiboy. But if you say bitul mekach is b'chdei sheyare letago lekroiboy, so now the Gemara says, but if you will say, a bitul mekach is also b'chdei sheyare letaga ay lekroiboy. So what was the golden neglick? What did Rav Talfin say? Rav Talfin said that from a shtus till a shlish is aino. Which the din is, yodei ala yoinet, like if he wants he could be chayza, if he wants he could mon back the aino. And they thought he held the shir as b'chdei sheyar. They didn't know yet what's up his sleeve. They held the shir as b'chdei sheyar. That's what he said. What did the Chachamim say? No, it's bitul mekach, but also the shir is b'chdei sheyar. The difference is, by bitul mekach, he could also be chayza. But the tagre lud, by them, this wasn't a revach, they should be chayza. They were shrewd people, they didn't have to be chayza. So the Gemara asks, so what was the simcha with Rav Talfin? That means if you will say that going now like this, pachas mishtus is a mechila. Everyone knows it's a mechila. From a shtus till a shlish, the chomim hold a shtus is yodei al yoine. The lekech can be chayzer, and if he wants, he can the demand back the ino in the shir b'chdei sheyar letago. Yes, a mishtus is bitul mekach, also the same thing. We have the same shir b'chdei sheyar letago. No, the meicha could also be chayzer if he wants. Yes, a mishtus. And Rav Talfin said, it's shtus, and only the lekeach could be chayzer, and the meicha can't be chayzer. So why were they happy? What did he say? That's the Gemara's kasha. If you will say that yes, a mishtus, according to the Chachomim, is also b'chdei sheyare letago, so then we have to say, so what golden neglect did they see Rav Talfin? What did they gain from Rav Talfin? And for the Gemara, samchu b'shtus atzma. So the Gemara is saying now, no, that what we said, Mishtus Ad Shlish, according to Rab Tarfon, is I know, that means more than a Shtus. But a Shtus is a Mechila. Rab Tarfon knows, Shtus is a Mechila La'alter. So Memele, ooh, what? A Shtus is a Mechila La'alter. So as soon as they heard what Rab Tarfon said, so they're gaining, that means, yes, a Mishtus, he's not any different than the Chachomim. The Chachomim say, the Shir Hazoris Bechtei Sheyare, Rab Tarfon says, he's not a golden Glicken, yes, a Mishtus. But he said, a Shtus is a Shir Mechile. Mechile, finished. It's a Mechile Lalter. And they said, a Shtus is, and they said, Ashtus is, Chteshiyara Letago. So, Memele, they were very happy with Rab Tarfon. They were very happy with Rab Tarfon. So, let's just go a step further. So, what did Rab Tarfon say? So, Rab Tarfon say, no, I hold the Shir is Kol Hayoyim. The minute they heard Kol Hayoyim, they got cold feet. Why did they get cold feet? Because if we hit a shtus on the head, Rab Tarfon is a broche, so then it's a mechila la'alter. But from a shtus till a shlish, from a shtus till a shlish, according to Rab Tarfon, you have the whole day to be chayzer. Some you'll be chayzer. According to the Chachamim, you have only 2 hours to be chayzer. So in this whole area, in the Chachamim we have only 2 hours to be Chayza, in Rab Tarfon we have a whole day. So it's better to go back to the Chachamim and let us see Rashi. Let us just see Rashi. Yisal kedai to bitamekel rabonan keino, b'chdei sheyare, b'ein b'ein oino lebitamekel al b'ino, yodei ala yoyne, bitamekel shneim Chayzrim, so what toive did they get from this? So the Gemara says, Somchu Mishtus Atzma, Tahod Amoren Mishtus, Va'ad Shlish L'Rab Tarfon Kishtus L'Rabonom, Mishtus Umaylo Omru, V'Loishtus Atzma. That's what the Gemara wants to say now. So now, what are we up to now? We're up to that we could say, Poches Mishtus is a Mechila La'alter, and Poches Mishtus is a Mechila La'alter, and Vafal Pikein, there was a Somchu B'Rav Tarfon by Shtus, Ad Shlish, if you hold, according to Chomim, it's a Chazor Elohim. So, there was a Simcha with Rab Tarfon. In Afilu, you hold that according to Chomim, it's a Chazor Bechtei Sheyare Letago, but they were Sameach Al Koponim, that a Shtus is a Din of Apochus Mishtus, and it's a Mechila La'alter.